Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. All right. Okay, welcome to another fantastic, wonderful, and of course, entertaining. And like I said, I'm feeling kind of frisky, so who knows what'll end up. Who knows where this will go? So just a loving reminder, I'm also live on my Loyal Fans page. So if you're like listening to this episode and you're like, I really wish I could ask her questions or engage with her, then make sure you follow the link in the show notes for how to become a Loyal Fans, and you can become a fan or you can subscribe. And that's where you get to engage with me when I pre-record my podcasts, as well as where all the naughty, sexy, and naked version of me lives. Okay, so today's topic is, you're not a weirdo if you have kinks and fetishes and that's what turns you on. And this was inspired by a phone call I had with a potential new client a couple weeks ago. And I've been really thinking about this, and I was like, okay, and I talk a lot about this in my other episodes of My Orgasmic Life, but I want to dedicate this episode specifically for that topic. Okay. So a little bit about the potential client who reached out to me. We had a call, and, you know, he was like, okay, I've been watching you and I've been listening and following you for a while, and I feel like I can tell you this. And I'm like, okay, go ahead, tell me, I'm ready. Why do you want to come see me? Why do you want to come spend time with me? And it was, you know, it was really quite sad. It was like, it was, you know, what he shared with me was like heartbreaking. And so he shared with me he only is turned on by feet, and he only is turned on by, you know, milk and breasts and sucking on breasts and the idea of that, and that there's something wrong with him, and then he, you know, he hopes that I can help fix that, and you know, he's forced himself to, you know, watch regular porn and have regular sex and do all these things, and yet, you know, there's nothing, and that there's something wrong with him, and that none of it works, and none of it arouses him, and none of it turns him on. The only thing that arouses him and turns him on is feet and breasts filled with milk. And, you know, I was like, there's nothing wrong with you. And I remember just like this relief of like, what do you mean there's nothing wrong with me? Like, there's nothing wrong with you. Lots of people are turned on by feet, and lots of people are turned on by, you know, milk filled breasts and, you know, adult breastfeeding. And sorry, that's wrong. Woo! I went down the wrong hole. I like holes, but not when things aren't supposed to go in them. All right, where was I? Oh, yeah. So I got off the call, and, you know, he felt better, and we'll see where that leads, and, you know, in the ways that I can support him and help him embrace who he is sexually and feel good about it, and, you know, feel safe and not feel like he's a loner or a weirdo or something's wrong with him or there's a freak. And we'll see, you know, when he's ready, he'll reach out and we'll start that journey together. But I really sat with it. And after I got off the call, and I felt really sad. I felt really, really sad that this man has spent his whole life thinking that there's something wrong with him. And that, he hasn't shared. I was the first person he's ever talked to this about, and he hasn't shared it with anybody. And because he was shame, and he was carrying so much shame and so much just feeling like he was a failure and there was something wrong with him. And, no one should ever have to feel that way. And that's why I wanted to have this conversation and do this topic. No one should ever feel that your sexual desires and your sexual wants and your fantasies, that there's something wrong with you and that you feel bad and that you feel dirty and you feel wrong and that you have guilt and you have shame and that you hide it and that you can't share that with somebody. And it breaks my heart. And that's why I do what I do. That's why I have my orgasmic life. That's why I'm in the dungeon as a dominatrix. That's why I'm a holistic sexual wellness specialist. Like, I want everybody in the world to feel good about who they are as a sexual being. And it doesn't matter what turns you on. It doesn't matter whether or not, you're turned on by feet or you're turned on by spanking or you're turned on by, watching other people or being peed on. It doesn't matter what turns you on. All that matters is that you feel safe and you do it safely so that you don't do harm to yourself or others, and that it's consensual, and that you can feel good about the experience and who you are and who you are as a sexual being. And again, I just want to, you're never alone. I tell a story about how really you're never alone, right? So I have a very eclectic sexual expression. Really, I'm kinky as fuck, all right? And one of my kinks that I've never come across until, recently is like I get turned on when I'm wearing rain gear and fishing gear. And I never come across anybody porn or anybody else has ever said anything. And I always, when people would start talking about strange kinks, I always pull that one out because I was like, that's something that turns me on and I don't know why. And as soon as I'm wearing rain gear, I'm turned on and my pussy's throbbing and I'm wet and all this stuff. And when I put my fishing overalls on, it does the same thing, and it's something that really arouses me. And the closest that I could come to understanding that arousal is to, people who are into latex or people who are into rubber. And I thought that might be, that's kind of like a spin-off of that. So I've been, making lots of porn lately, and one of the places in which I post my porn is on Clips for Sale, as well as on LoyalFans here. And Clips for Sale has like all these genres, so that when you're putting up your uploading your porn, you can tag it and stuff. And so it has all these different genres, and there's all these genres I've never even seen. But I came across rain gear. I was like, what? There's other people, it has its own category on a porn site. Like, there's other people who are into rain gear. I was like, oh my God. I felt like I wasn't the only one on the planet that was into rain gear. And I remember, I remember for like a week, everybody who knows me, I'm like, you're not gonna believe it. By the way, I haven't made any rain gear porn yet, but it's on the list. As soon as I'm feeling better, is the one thing is on the list is definitely, going to get my, new kinky rain gear for my rain gear porn. So, I told everybody, I'm like, you're not going to believe it. There's a genre of rain gear. You all thought I was weird. I'm not alone. And everybody in my life, like, they're laughing and they're like, of course there is. Of course, you found it. Right. So I share that with you because no matter how obscure you think your sexual desires and arousal and turn-ons are, you're not alone. There's somewhere, I guaranteed, somewhere there's someone out there in the world that also is turned on by that thing. Now, whether you find them or not, that's another story. And whether you get to express it with somebody who also is into that, that's another story. But I want you to not feel alone. And I want you to not feel ashamed and feel good about who you are and your desires. Now, of course, the ultimate is to be able to create in your life relationships that you can be open sexually with, and everybody can talk openly about what turns them on and what turns them off, and be on the same page. And if not on the same page, find ways in which to, meet each other in the middle. And I have lots of conversations and lots of episodes to talk about how do we talk to somebody about our kinks, and go watch and go listen to those episodes. And ultimately, that's the best when you can find people that are into what you're into. Now, you may not be able to do that in your current relationship, or you may have had a hard time finding somebody that's, also into those things. And in that case, I really recommend, reaching out to, some, professionals, who, some doms or dominatrix or submissives that, professionally are into those things, that really are into those things. Because here's what's really important. In the, just go back to the, the conversation I was having with the man that I was talking to, potential client. I was talking about, the first thing we would do is we would go and do, as always, we do a full intake, which is like 1 hour to 3 hours long of like full sexual history and relationship history and any kind of trauma, understanding any kind of trauma and every, all of your kinks and all of your desires. And we go through the hard limits list and, we like it's a talking comprehensive so that I can, our next sessions can be consensual, non-consent. And for me, everything I do with whether it's a lover or a client is always what I desire, what always turns me on. So it's about finding finding the money spot or the perfect blend of your kink, their kinks and my kinks, their fetishes and my fetishes. And I want to talk, just remind everybody, a kink is something that you get turned on by, but if it's not in the sexual experience, you still feel sexually satisfied. A fetish is something that is an act that it has to exist. It's the only way that you can get any sexual gratification. And so it has to be a part of the experience. That's the difference between a kink and a fetish, just so that we're on the same page. Now, let's talk about, if you have a fetish, then you definitely want partners, whether you are professionals or personally, that are equally turned on by that fetish or kink. And the reason you want that is so that you reinforce there's nothing wrong with you, that you're not a weirdo. There should be no shame, that it's okay. It's completely okay. And that, you're equally turned on as they're equally turned on. So when I was talking to this new potential client, we would do our intake session so we could get all of, I could get all the details and, then I can figure out the best way to help and support him and help him to be awaken his sexuality. And then I suggested that our first session would be a foot session where he gets to touch my feet and worship my feet and all these things. And he was like, "What?" He's like, "That, how is that fixing me?" And I'm like, "Well, the more we deny the thing that we desire, the more obsessive we become about and we can't normalize it. We need the key to moving with anything is to normalize the experience. And the way we normalize it is by being with somebody who's also arousing. And so when I told him, I said, very much, my feet are super slutty. They love being touched and they love being kissed and they love being sucked and they're very orgasmic. And he's like, what? He was like, what? What do you mean? And so I was like, yes, there's lots of, he's like, there's people that enjoy that. I'm like, yes, there's lots of people. There's people who enjoy somebody else's. That's very much a kink for me. I love my feet. I love my feet. They're sexy, they're beautiful, they're cute, they're tiny, they're orgasmic. I love people worshiping them and all the things that go along with my feet. And so for somebody who has shame about that, coming in spending time with me to have an experience where it's all beautiful and encouraging and nothing, there's no shame and there's nothing wrong, and it completely is this beautiful sexual expression between two people who are consenting, changes everything. It changes from, oh my God, there's something horribly wrong with me, to, oh, there's nothing wrong with me. Which, the more you embrace that, it actually opens up possibilities for other sexual possibilities, because you're no longer thinking there's something wrong, you're suppressing it, you're obsessing about it. The more you suppress it, the more you obsess about it, the more you obsess about it, the more it's like this vicious cycle, which means there's no room for any other sexual pleasure or gratification. It becomes very focused, very obsessive, and it doesn't serve anybody. You could still very much be into feet. And once you get to embrace that, as I've met many people with foot fetishes, they found that once they were able to actively engage in it and feel good about it, and the person who their feet were worshiping loved it and really enjoyed it, it actually stopped being this obsession and it became just part of their sexual expression. And in that sexual expression, they're opened up to other things. Like, there was other body parts that they were like, oh, I can enjoy that body part too. And it's not as sexy as feet, but I can put a boob in my mouth and that's nice, right? And the pleasure that it gives the person that I'm with is like, that's okay, right? And I go back to sucking some feet and maybe I eat some pussy. Again, pussy is kind of nice, but not nearly as sexy as feet, which, again, it's okay. It doesn't have to be equal, right? But you can be open. The more we embrace who we are, the more possibilities open up to us. And so that's really what I want to leave you with, is that it doesn't matter if what your kink is or what your fetish is, it's important for you to embrace it. And that's what sexuality is about. Sexual healthiness, sexual wellness is about embracing who you are as a sexual being, all of who you are as a sexual being, and finding people that and spaces that you can express those sexual desires with, and know that you're not alone, and that you're nothing is wrong with you, and that you're not a weirdo. And again, I keep saying, consensual is important. Do no harm to yourself or others. And that everybody can give consent. Everybody's of the age to give consent. Otherwise, have at it. It doesn't matter what it is. Nothing wrong with you. So say it with me. I'm kinky and there's nothing wrong with me. Let's say it again. I am kinky and there's nothing wrong with me. And one more time, I am kinky and there's nothing wrong with me. Now, if you're like, oh God, I can't, I'm not ready. I'm not ready to embrace that yet. That's okay. Even if you just start that process within yourself, when you're masturbating to whatever turns you on, don't allow yourself to be like, and there's nothing wrong with me. Like, just to start saying that, right? To be like, there's nothing wrong with me that I like this. That's the first step. And then once you can, really embrace that, then maybe finding somebody safe like me or somebody that's professional that you can, that, helps with people around their sexuality or is in the sex industry or a sex worker that is, comfortable with listening to people talk about interesting and different sexual desires, then say it out loud. Say it out loud to somebody, and for some, and to, but you want to say it to somebody that you know is going to be okay with you saying it out loud. Don't say it to somebody who is like a sexual prude or has really strong opinions about what is, what is righteous or right or good or bad, or like somebody who, don't do that to yourself, because that's just going to reinforce some of that imprinting of shame that there's something wrong with you, which may have come from religion, may have come from your family of origin, may have come from, disclosing to a lover who was sexually uncomfortable with the topic. It may have come from, so you're so don't pick somebody like that. All right, picking somebody like that is just going to reinforce that there's something wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. Just like there's nothing wrong with me. I'm a sexual being that expresses herself in many ways with many, many, many kinks and many, many possibilities. And because of that, every day is a new possibility of like finding a new kink. I'll be like, ooh, that kind of turned me on. Who knew? Who knew barbecuing steak and the smell of barbecued meat and thinking about wanting to be spanked by meat, that would be arousing? I didn't know that until I did. And then I was like, oh, okay, so that's a thing. And now, do I want to go find one of my lovers to be like, hey, can you spank me with the steak? And I have lovers in my life who are like, of course you're turned on by that. Sure, let's give it a whirl. Let's see what happens. But that's where I would love the world to be. I would love the world to just be sexual beings. It's hard to be angry and filled with hate and destructive when we are embracing and intolerance of others, when we embrace who we are completely, the good, the bad, the ugly, but also like all the layers of who we are sexually. When we embrace that, we feel safer in the world and we express who we are in the world and we make relationships that are based on that. And those relationships have great depth and connection and vulnerability with one another. And, and then we start taking care of each other better because, we're not so judgy about anything. You be you, I'll be me. Some of that stuff we'll do together, some of it we won't do it together. And but it starts with ourselves. Okay? So, if you're struggling, reach out. You know where I am. Find me at empressgaia.com. You can find me at gaiamorissette.com. Reach out. I can either me support you, or depending on what you need, I have others in my world that, might be a better fit for you. Let me know and we'll see what we can do. But I want you to be a hot and horny sexual being that never knows what may turn them on at any given moment and be okay with what does turn you on. Okay. All right. Until next time, thanks everybody for listening. Thanks for all everybody who's live with me. And I hope your day goes well. And may it be filled with exploration and definitely feeling good about who you are and what turns you on. Bye. Mwah. Do, do, do. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. Just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, Quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also, come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know. Because I'm a little bit of a voyeur, so I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners. Until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.